I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Yeah, that Browns-Steelers fight, that was something else last week. But did you hear about the Little League game in Florida last week where the guy punched out a Little League umpire? As a 22-year-old guy. Now, I don't know if he was a dad of a Little League player or if he was just their, you know, friend of a family or something. But anyway, he was not happy with an umpire's call last week, and so he sought him out and punched him in the face. He went to the clubhouse after the game last week to complain to the head umpire, this was last Friday, about a call that this guy made. He goes to the clubhouse in there, and he starts screaming at the guy, and the umpire says, well, you're going to have to leave the park. You can't behave like this. And that's when this guy reared back and punched the Little League umpire in the face, breaking a tooth and cutting his lip. The ump was treated at the scene. The guy ended up getting arrested at the ballpark.
There was a story last week where the mayor of a small town might lose his job in a fight over an adult kickball game.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He was arguing the call, and they got into a fight at an adult kickball game with the mayor. In South Dakota, they've got a new anti-meth campaign going. They unveiled it the other day, and it's getting a lot of attention. The slogan for their anti-meth campaign is, quote, meth, we're on it. So it looks like, you know, I mean,
we're on meth.
Yeah.
Is what it looks
I mean,
like.
They're saying, yeah, we're on top of the problem and we're taking care of it. But lots of people, of course, are taking it the other way. Yeah. There's the, you know, one of the guy, there's this, you know, there's South Dakota guy with a big cowboy hat on, and underneath it just says meth.
Yeah.
We're on it. You know, South Dakota. And so everyone's having some fun at their expense. But the governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, says she doesn't mind that people are making fun of it. And the double meaning, she says, the goal of the campaign is to raise awareness about South Dakota's meth problem, and that is definitely happening. If it wasn't for that slogan, right now, I can guarantee you, we wouldn't be talking about it. So, I mean, they put themselves out there for a little, you know, to be the butt of the joke, but it's working.
But my question is, what were these people on when they called 911 on Whidbey Island?
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
These are the calls coming into the 911 dispatchers on Whidbey Island. Real emergencies here, folks. Thursday, September 19th, 11:22 p.m., 20th Court. 911 caller says, there's a woman near the church who's been moaning nonstop. Friday, September 20th, 7:37 a.m., Glencoe Street. 911 caller says, my birds have escaped their cage and are flying all around my house.
Is that a euphemism or is that?
Yes. Yeah, I think their birds escaped their cage long before. Friday, September 20th, 2:09 p.m., Midway Boulevard. 911 caller says, some woman just walked by me and elbowed me in the chest.
She had that George Jefferson walk with the elbows out to the side.
Friday, September 20th, 3:53 p.m., Highway 20. 911 caller says, there's an old guy walking up and down the street looking all confused. Friday, September 20th, 7:01 p.m., Highway 20. 911 caller says, I could use a ride. And finally, Saturday, September 21st, 4:48 p.m., 7th Court. 911 caller says, I put the car in drive instead of reverse, and now I'm in my neighbor's house.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.
All right.